This is a PowerWorks podcast short with Glenn Power and me, James Pikeaway.
I mean, look, we PowerWorks as a business is still very much a come on down sort of deal. You know, we can only open our doors every day. We don't have billboards on the side of the road. We don't have radio adverts. We don't have any kind of marketing at all outside of word of mouth and trying to help people that we know sort of thing. So we open the doors, and if you turn up, you turn up. We'll obviously manage your expectations in terms of, well, we are very busy today, unfortunately, so if you leave it with us, we'll try. But if you can make an appointment, make it for as early as possible. Garages are usually relatively quiet in the morning. It can be quite manic in terms of what's going on from an admin point of view, but the garage and the floor of the garage, shop floor of the workshop, should be relatively smooth and calm in the morning. In terms of, if you're ever going to be able to just get in and get looked at straight away, that's the time. So if you are going to just drop in, try and do it first thing. But if you can make an appointment and stick to it.
And that obviously helps a garage. You know, if you've got a number, you can only accommodate so many vehicles. And if you've made an appointment, you know that you've got this vehicle coming in, so you've got that spot ready for
it. Exactly. Yeah. So we try and have it that if we're going to need to put it on a lift, for example, we can try and make sure there's a lift going to be either available at that time or very, very close to that time. And again, if you're talking about a dealership, you need to have an appointment.
Right. They don't take anything walking.
You know, they can run knowing on, they've pretty much got guaranteed business from the warranty side of it. So they know how many vehicles they're going to get every single day. So they need to take appointments. But for an independent like ourselves, still try and make an appointment, book yourself in. At the point of making that appointment, whether it be over an email, through the website, social media, even over the phone, try and talk to them and say, look, okay, this is what I want to do. Have you got any, roughly any idea how long you think I might have my car with you?
Right.
And then,
so it's really important at that, this is what I want to do, that whoever is bringing their vehicle in is giving the details. It not just, you know, I kind of want to do this. Get to the specifics.
Yeah,
Walk right through it.
So once you've got to the appointment made, and then you can understand how long you're going to be without your car, you can also ask, is there anything you need from me when I bring it in? So then when you do turn up, and it gets to the point one that you'd mentioned, not being vague about the problem, you've got everything ready. So if somebody calls me and says, I want to bring my car in, I've got a bit of a noise. Okay, great. Can you drop it off? Yeah. When? Tomorrow? Yeah, no problem. We'll see you at 8:30. Great. Can you give yourself at least 20, 30 minutes allowance so that when you get here, it's not just throw the keys at us and run away?
Which so many people do.
Yeah, yeah, and obviously everyone's busy, right? So that's why we try and say, can you try and allow for some time? And that's why one of our garages is always open on Saturday and one's always open on Sunday, so that hopefully people can use their weekends when they're not normally as busy. But we'll get a 10-minute road test with myself or DJ or the service advisor so that the customer can show us the problem that they may be experiencing, because sometimes we drive cars differently.
Yeah.
So if you drive the Wrangler and hear a noise on it going over a certain type of road or a speed bump or a bit of rough ground or whatever, or when it's accelerating or decelerating, I might drive the Wrangler and not hear it because I don't accelerate in the same way or decelerate in the same way.
Right.
I don't use the same kind of steering. I don't take the same line through a corner. And I'm not going to necessarily hear what you're hearing. So I might hear something else, which as a technician is a problem to me, and I might recommend fixing it, but then I'll fix that. You might spend 1,000 dirhams and then come and get your car and it's got the same problem.
Yeah.
And whilst that's very unfortunate, it does happen, and there's not really much you can do if the time isn't given by the customer just to show the technician. I mean, we are mechanics and we try our best to know what we're doing,